My name's Fiona McCall, and I'm here with Portfolio Manager Graham Greenhill to talk about our report, the Edinburgh Trams Project Interim Report. So, Graham, if you can start off by telling me what this report's about.
This report reviews the Edinburgh Trams Project's progress and costs to date and the governance arrangements in place. It also highlights some of the key issues that need to be considered for taking the project forward. I'd stress, however, that it's not a detailed review of the various works contracts in place or the performance of the contractors. There is a contractual dispute underway, and it would be inappropriate for us to comment on a live contract that could be the subject of legal action.
So what have you found?
By the end of December 2010, £402 million had been spent on the project. That's about 74% of the approved budget of £545 million. However, until the contractual dispute is resolved, the total cost of completing the project can't be accurately estimated, but it's clear that it's unlikely now that the project will be completed within the original budget. Most areas of the project have progressed significantly since 2007. Things like utilities, diversion works, the construction of the trams vehicles, that's all moving ahead. But the contractual dispute means that only 28% of infrastructure work has been completed. By this time, by the end of December 2010, that kind of work should all have been completed. And what this means is that the original plan to have trams running by the summer of 2011 will not be achieved.
You've mentioned the contractual dispute a couple of times there. This project has been bogged down in this dispute for almost 2 years now. What needs to happen to move things forward?
The continuing dispute over the infrastructure contract is clearly a matter of public concern, and it's vital that a cost-effective resolution is achieved. Mediation talks between the City of Edinburgh Council, TIE, and the Bilfinger Berger Siemens Consortium are due to commence in March, and it's important that the Council and TIE weigh the benefits of any negotiated solution with additional costs which might be incurred, for example, when considering the consequences of terminating the contract. Clearly, however, whatever solution is arrived at, it's important that value for money is achieved.
So what recommendations do you have for the City of Edinburgh Council and for TIE?
The Council and TIE need to keep working together to develop different options for the project. These options should have clear costs and timetables. One of the measures which the Council and TIE are currently considering is an incremental approach to the delivery of the project. If that is the way ahead, then TIE will need to update its calculations of the benefits to be derived from such an approach, and all budgets and option appraisals should be subject to independent scrutiny and verification. They should also be made public, keeping commercial confidentiality to a minimum. There is also a need for better communication with the public about the project's progress and anticipated benefits compared to the costs. And finally, there have been problems keeping elected members informed about the project's costs and progress, again due to reasons for commercial confidentiality. So the Council needs to think again about how it can address this.
Now, Transport Scotland's been criticised for its lack of oversight and for continuing to pay money out despite the contractual dispute. What are your recommendations for Transport Scotland?
Back in 2007, before the original business case for the project was approved, Transport Scotland was originally represented on the project's main governance body, that's the Tram Project Board. But it considered its need to be represented on that board ended when the Scottish Government decided to cap its contribution at £500 million. Since then, it's continued to hold regular meetings with the Council to discuss the project's progress, and it also has clear monitoring processes for checking grant claims. But the Scottish Government has a significant financial commitment to the project, and it needs to consider whether Transport Scotland should use its expertise in managing major transport projects to become more actively involved and to help avoid possible further delays and cost overruns.
So what will Audit Scotland do now after all this is billed as an interim report and you haven't so far been able to look at every aspect of the project?
We've been monitoring the project for some time now through the annual audits of the City of Edinburgh Council and Transport Scotland, and that monitoring will continue. And we may publish another performance audit report at a later date once the project has been completed.
Graham, thank you very much.